It's now midnight, and you just can't stay for another drink like your friends want you to.
You hug them goodbye and tell them what a great time you had before you swing out the door of the bar.
You can hear muffled hoots of drunken laughter behind the door after it slams behind you. It makes you mad, or actually, just jealous.
You did not have a great time. That's why you're heading back now, alone, to the lumpy couch you're crashing on.
The city feels quieter now that you're a couple blocks down from that busy dive. The hum of it all is soft and low. It's colder out now.
Your friends haven't done anything wrong. They just seem to be able to let loose so easily, and you're so envious.
The city offered a chance to mingle in anonymity, to unapologetically flirt your way through a barroom full of strangers.
And 100 more chances to say yes to any sort of new adventure.
But you don't seem to know how to take any of those chances.
A frosty wind snaps at the back of your coat as you step down into the subway.
You push through the turnstile just a moment before the train comes screaming into the platform.
An older woman sitting at the opposite end of the car is the only other passenger. Her head is leaned back against the window, and her eyes are closed.
It feels unusually eerie and empty, even for this time of night. Inspired by your sleeping companion, you let yourself feel how tired you really are.
The train pulls through several vacant platforms before you realize you've gotten on the wrong line.
You spring up out of your seat to frantically study the transit map bolted to the wall.
Your reaction is a dead giveaway that you're not from around here.
"Sit back down, honey," says the woman, awake and looking at you with a sympathetic expression. "It'll get you where you're going."
How rude she is to assume. And you're about to tell her as much when you suddenly have to catch your balance as the brakes kick in.
The train grinds to a stop.
A bell sounds, and the doors slide open onto a subway platform bathed in a soft pink light.
"This one's not on the map."
The woman heads towards the door, turns, and says to you, "Well, aren't you coming?"
For the first time in maybe your whole life, you think to yourself, "Why not?"
You step out onto the platform and follow the signs that say, "Exit to the Love Motel." Love Motel, your stop along the radio highway for love songs and love advice. This is your host for the night, Honey.
And this is your other host for the night, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, you're feeling the first nips of that winter chill on your cheeks and seeing a little glitter of frost on the ground in the morning sun.
Or maybe you've dialed in under the pinky, hazy skies of the City of Angels, where I am, watching as dusk and smog steal away the sunshine on this cool and breezy evening.
Or wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend the night with us.
If this is your first time here, The Love Motel is a late-night radio romance talk show where we answer your love advice questions, send your personal ads and misconnections out onto the airwaves,
and play you just the right love ballads and bangers that you needed to hear.
Well, Donna, let's get to it. Who's dropped a line to the Love Motel tonight?
Tonight, we're hearing from two lovelorn listeners who are still trying to detangle themselves from former flames.
And then we've got a letter from someone who can't tell if her workplace crush would look nearly as hot when they're out from under the fluorescent lighting of the office.
We can't wait to get to all of these with all of you out there tuned in on another lonely late evening at the Love Motel.
So hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to this exact frequency.
We're so excited to spend the night with you. Let's open up that first letter, Donna.
Sounds great, honey. This listener signed their letter simply O, and they wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, 6 years ago, I made a best friend, and then 4 years after that, or probably sooner, we fell in love. We started dating, and it was fast and furious and mostly wonderful. But a few months into it, I started feeling intensely trapped, like if this was the person I wanted to spend the rest of my life with, it was too soon and too much. She pretty clearly has an anxious attachment style, and I have an avoidant one. So the more space I asked for, the more she tried to keep a hold on me. We broke up once, got back together, and then after 2 years, broke up again. That was over a year ago, and I was making good progress and moving on, but we saw each other at a special event the other weekend and completely fell back into it. She feels so much like home. I don't believe in soulmates, but I feel so tied to her on an almost energetic level. We're taking this time apart because we both have a lot of growing to do and might not even ultimately be compatible. I don't know how to get over her, though. I think about her constantly and haven't felt super inclined to be intimate with anyone else. It's a real can't live with her, can't live without her situation. What advice or strategies do you have that could help me move on and focus on my own personal growth? Thank you in advance."
Hi, O. This is the stuff of some of the most compelling love stories ever told. But down here in the real world, it's gotta feel like being stuck in love limbo. I know it's not nearly as hot as it is in the movies to be a part of such a passionately volatile relationship.
It must feel a little bit like being stuck in romantic purgatory, which doesn't sound fun at all.
If we're talking getting over her strategy, I'd say try to frequently remind yourself why you didn't work. Even if there's plenty of love there, or excellent sex, or whatever good times, there were plenty of reasons you just didn't make good romantic partners. And that's okay. It happens all the time. It seems like you actually learned some really important stuff from this relationship, namely your needs. Your awareness of your attachment style says to me that you're already well on the path of personal growth when it comes to learning about your needs and what future partners can reasonably expect from you. Because you know your attachment style, you can work on the ways in which you'll likely be asked to compromise in a relationship. You may have to be prepared to open up more than you're used to be able to tell future partners what your needs are so they don't have to guess at what you're feeling when you do ask for space. You may find yourself in relationships with people who ask for more affirmations, more emotional support, or more affection than what comes naturally to you. You get to decide if you want to get more comfortable compromising on those things or just learn that you want a partner who doesn't require any of that. Being upfront and super crystal about your needs is an excellent practice, no matter what your attachment style. But also, you just like space, just as so many people do. So you may want to seek out the same quality in a partner. Someone who doesn't mind giving you the space you need to thrive and won't take it personally when you ask for that space.
Oh God, that's good advice, Donna. It also sounds like you can't get over this person because you didn't just lose a partner. You lost a friend, and you were friends for a lot longer than you ever dated. And it sounds like maybe that's your sweet spot. Of course she feels like home. All the greatest friendships do. And it's hard to have crossed a boundary when you now find your friend attractive because that opens up a whole Pandora's box for where your relationship could go. And you took it there and it didn't work and that was a huge risk. And I so feel for you because it would be devastating to have that double whammy loss. So maybe with enough time and space apart, you guys can drift back towards a friendship and make a boundary there and then never cross it again. because you're good at being friends, and it sounds like you miss each other. It's hard to have crushes or even sexual feelings towards a friend, but it's not uncommon. And it's about figuring out if it's worth sacrificing something special for something sexual. Seems like you guys have really tried hard to make it work, and it just didn't. We have to own that sort of knowledge and move on.
We wholeheartedly commend you for trying. It's always worth it to try. Unfortunately, we can't force anyone to change. We can change our behavior and hope that they want to work on themselves as much as we want to work on ourselves.
We encourage you to really take time apart and take it seriously, especially since it seems you know it's what you want and you don't want to string your ex and ex-best friend along. So here's a song to help you walk away from this one for now. It's called, appropriately, The Breakup Song.
The same old song with the
You're listening to The Love Motel. Did you know we need you to keep the lights on around here?
That's right. We're waiting for you to check in. Submit a question for us, Donna and Honey, or write in a personal ad and we'll read it out on the air.
Or maybe you want to let your sweetie know you're thinking of them. Submit a song dedication and we'll play a tune that's just for the two of you.
And how do they do that, honey?
It's real easy, Donna. You can find us on the web at thelovemotelradio.com or call us and leave a message and we'll play it on the air.
Just call 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. Can't wait to hear from you.
Yesterday, well, it seemed so cool when I walked you home, kissed goodnight. I said it's love, you said all right. It's funny how I could never cry until tonight, and you passed by.
Welcome back to the Love Motel, the exit you've been waiting to turn down along love's winding road.
We're glad you pulled over to check in for the night, and that you're spending the evening with your radio by your ear in a big, fluffy Love Motel bed.
We hope you're finding your stay with Donna and Honey to be just what you needed after that long drive where you let your heart take the wheel.
So, Donna, let's pull up the next letter from our love line.
Next up, honey, we have a letter from someone we're calling Labor of Love, and they wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, How can I tell if a work crush is a real crush or just a coping mechanism for unsustainable work conditions and labor despair? Is it worth trying to find the spark outside the office? Or do I risk destroying the simple joy of workplace flirtation?
I think, labor of love, your answer is right there in the question. Because you're asking us if this crush is real, it might just not be?
If this was a strong enough feeling to pursue, you wouldn't even be coming to Donna and Honey to see what we think about it. You'd just be strolling up to the water cooler, wearing the cute outfit you picked out the night before, and casually asking that person from the next cubicle over if they've got some time for you, off the clock.
That's not to say that crushes can't be confusing. They sure as hell can be excruciatingly unclear. But again, because you asked if this crush was real in the way that you did, I'm inclined to think that this crush is just a distraction from your otherwise soul-sucking job.
And don't get us wrong. Just because it's a coping mechanism doesn't mean we think you should find a different way to cope. Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m., might just be the darkest hours of our lifetimes. If those hours go by a little faster because you're busy writing and rewriting and rewriting again the same 5-sentence email to make it as subtly salacious as possible, Donna and Honey think that's a perfectly good use of company time.
And that you should probably get a raise. And if after this show you're still feeling confused about whether or not this crush is just a mirage born out of boredom or actually true love, somehow in the right place at the right time, why not test it out? Get at this cutie outside the office.
Are they a subordinate? If not, they might just be a great companion for a post-work beer to drown your mutual sorrows in and commiserate about how you are both slaves to the wage.
Who knows? It may just be love under late capitalism. In all seriousness, we feel for you, labor of love. Working sucks. Honey, do you have any songs picked out that could further distract from the woes of the workplace?
Luckily, Donna, you and I have found a whole bunch.
Well, we got a lot of hard work today. We got a rock at the government center. I'll make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on the ledgers. And they got at the government center. We gotta make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on all those letters. We gotta rock the rock the rock and non-stop tonight. At the government center. Make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the ledgers. Won't stop until we see secretaries smile. We gotta see some office boys there jumping for joy. Tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down a while. You know, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. So, let's rock stop tonight. At the government center. Make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the letter. Gonna make them feel better. All look out. We're gonna help them out. Take all our equipment. Do rock and roll. That's right. That feeling we have inside, we're gonna transcript. The secretaries will have to stand up and not feel sick. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, we won't get scared if we get kicked out. Oh, that feeling inside, we're gonna transmit it to life, baby. Thank you. morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock of me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine.
We've got a song dedication coming in hot. This listener wrote, "Donna and honey, can you please play a song for my sweetie? He's sweet as pie and looks good enough to eat. I want him to hear it and give me some sugar."
Sugar me, baby. Baby, sugar me.
Welcome back to the Love Motel. If you're lost and you just stumbled in, just know that we're a radio romance talk show and that we are so excited that you've happened upon us tonight.
You know, this show runs on submissions from all our lovers out there. Without you, the hallways of this place would be quiet and empty.
So if you're out there with your ear pressed up against the radio and think you'd like to be a part of our next show, do us the pleasure of heading over to thelovemotelradio.com and submit a personal ad or missed connection so we can matchmake right here in town or anywhere coast to coast.
Or leave us a message on our love hotline. Call 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel. In the meantime, let's hear from one more listener who signed their letter G. They wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, my ex-girlfriend and I have been trying to be friends, but I'm about ready to throw in the towel and never talk again. I think I've been a really good friend to her, but I think she's being a bad friend. Lately, it feels like when we make a plan, she flakes last minute. She says I'm too sensitive and that normal friend behavior is to not be upset about that. Is it possible we just have different expectations for friendships? I feel taken for granted. What do you think I should do? Just never talk to her again? With love, G."
Oh, G. This letter stings a little bit to read. We know what it's like to feel that nagging, lingering hurt in navigating a post-breakup relationship. And worst of all, you're not even able to vocalize it like you would have if you were still dating. It feels kind of embarrassing. And you kind of also know you don't have the grounds to bring it up.
It's not as easy as we think it might be to jump from romantic partners to platonic friends. It seems like it should be. The two of you know so much about each other and have spent so much time together. But really, a friendship has entirely different boundaries from a romantic relationship. It seems like you guys have far too many expectations of each other. And many of them are probably left over from when you were dating. For a very simple example, if my friend flaked on me for dinner, it wouldn't be too big a deal and wouldn't leave any lingering emotions. But if my partner did, I'd be really hurt. So as much as I want to believe we can easily jump from one to the other, I actually think it's better to start from scratch.
You know, Donna, I guess my question would be, why are you wanting to be friends with someone who isn't giving you the time of day? If you wouldn't take this kind of flakiness from a friend, why are you taking it from an ex? It sounds like maybe you're trying to hold on to what you two used to have, and a friendship gets to be this vague, nebulous cloak that you can both fit under, even as you've broken up. Like we said to our listener earlier in the show, it sucks to lose a friend and a partner all at once, but that's what those heavy breakups are like. And it's a sign that you guys had something special, and that's even harder to move on from. But you weren't getting what you needed when you were dating, and you're not getting what you need right now.
Truly excellent points, honey. This is not to say that we don't think it's possible for you and your ex-girlfriend to just be friends, but you will have to establish a totally new set of boundaries. And I think you both need time, like acres of time, to start. Just get some quality space away from each other. Get out of each other's circles if you can. When you feel yourself truly detached from your old dynamic, then maybe you can casually start to reconnect as friends, with zero expectations going into it. But also, to hammer this point home, it's okay to not talk anymore. It's clear that the way things are right now feels painful to you. Just say, hey, I'm not sure this is comfortable for me right now. I think I could use some space.
It feels like maybe you ripped the Band-Aid off halfway and it stung, so you stopped. But now you just gotta let it rip.
You two have already weathered the storm of a relationship and a breakup. So opening up and asking for space and time should be a piece of cake.
But don't worry, G. We've queued up some songs about how much exes can suck, how breakups are tough, and how heartbreak lies around every corner. Luckily, it seems like people have written a lot about that.
I can't hold you down. If you want to fly, can't you see I'm all broke up inside? I'll choose to use your two X-ray eyes. Hurt like kryptonite. Put me on my knees. Now that I found out just what you're doing with your secret identities. That's really super, super girl. I mean, sleep yourself a second spot, and your friends are gonna say that's really super, super girl.
Here's another song request coming through the airwaves. This listener wrote, "Hey Donna and honey, I want you to play a very special song for my lunar love. When we first started out, we had to keep our love in the dark. So happy to be standing in the light with you all these years later."
Hello and welcome back to the Love Motel. Hope you're all enjoying your stay.
We're so glad you let Donna and Honey keep you company all night long.
But it's time to send you all home and flick off the lights here at the Love Motel.
So drop your keys at the door and don't forget to pick them back up next month.
Until then, you know you can always come see us at thelovemotelradio.com and catch up on all our old shows.
Plus, you can submit your own question for us, or even a personal ad or misconnection.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
That's right. Slide into our DMs anytime.
Or, better yet, pick up the phone and leave us an anonymous voicemail.
We know it can be hard to open up your heart on the airwaves, but please don't be shy.
We love to hear from you. All the other Love Motel guests are here to support you, and we can't do this show without your love letters to us.
Our number, in case you missed it, is 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And if we didn't get to your letter this time, don't worry. We haven't forgotten about you. We'll read it out next time and help you wade through whatever's on your mind.
So, honey, let's close out with a Love Motel favorite.
You know I love when we do that.
Until next time, don't forget, love is in the airwaves.
I'm gauging on, I'm moving on, and from now address unknown. I shall be difficult to find, so follow me, just follow me. I'll set you dreams and new desire. I'm trading hopes, I'm open hand. I am the night, I am your friend. So follow me, just follow me. Was wrong, have no regret. Give me your soul, I'll give you life and all the things you want to get. So follow me, just follow me. Give you wings and set you fame. Merry-go-round, maybe to hell. I am the key to your problem. So follow me. And believe.